if you work in a building where there's a staircase, you know, multiple floors, it's really good for you every once in a great while to take the stairs. We mentioned this yesterday, three things to know, and it's true. And we do. We work in a five, is it six story?
Six story. You just never go up there.
Six stories, my bad. Building. And you guys know I hit the stairs sometimes. You know?
Smart.
I do.
There are a number of people that I see do that. I'll be catching the elevator and I'm like, you want me to hold it for you? No, I'm taking the stairs.
Especially do it when the elevators are acting wonky. But that's another story. So it is really good for you. They've poured over decades of, you know, physical fitness research. And one of the best exercises that you can do for your heart, for your cardiovascular system, for everything, for your butt, too, is taking the stairs. Hmm. Because it combines cardio and resistance exercises.
Yeah, there's too much resistance, though. You know, if we were on the second or third floor, might consider it.
Then take the elevator up to the third floor and then walk up two flights.
Oh, yeah. What's his problem?
Baby steps.
Well, yeah. And, well, the other thing is I have found that when I do decide to do the stairs, if I'm in too much of a hurry and try to keep the same pace the whole time, that defeats the purpose because then I'm worn out. But if I just take my time and walk the stairs like I would normally take them instead of being in a hurry,
really feel it.
Then it doesn't wear me out as much. But I, you know what? If somebody works in a 20-story building,
that's
I get
different.
That.
That's totally different. Before I met you guys and I worked at the health club, one of the hottest machines there was the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
And I would hop on that thing every day at the end of my shift. And, of course, I was like 19 years old. And I would do it, and I'd do it, and I thought it was in such great shape. And then one of my friends came to work out one day and met me there. And she said, let's get on the Stairmasters together. Well, all of them were full, so I was being nice to her and offered her the last Stairmaster. And next to it was one called the Stair Stepper, which is a different machine. It's actually a stair climber. It was called and it was actual steps that were like a treadmill, but with steps. Okay.
Like an escalator.
Kind of. Okay. And so she was doing the Stair Master where she was like, you know, had the give in the steps, which I was also like, I felt like Rocky when I was on that thing. I got on the Stair Climber and I couldn't hold the conversation. I was like, so how are you?
Yeah. You know, I think that's any exercise, right?
It's harder than it seems. So if you can take a couple of flights every once in a while or every day, good for you.
Yeah.
Wanted to pass it along.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today. And next, Sam is the food dude.
I'm going to tell you how Velveeta has made chips and queso one step easier.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Velveeta has now taken given us more convenience when it comes to making queso for our chips.
Okay.
Because, you know, you buy the block of the simple way. You buy the block of Velveeta and the salsa or the chili or whatever, and you melt them together and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this eliminates that because Velveeta's now put your queso in a jar.
With the stuff inside, the
you
happy.
Have three different kinds. Queso con salsa, queso blanco, and jalapeno.
Oh, you had me a jalapeno.
Is this liquid Velveeta at this point, or do you have to heat
blocks.
It? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's liquid. I don't know what they put in to keep it liquid, but it's liquid.
Have you ever made the Velveeta block into the, have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not the easiest thing in the world to
the slice?
Put in there. Weird. It just gets on your fingers and stuff.
Mm. I just imagine them having a heck of a time squeezing that block into that jar.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to have to cut the sides off to get it in here. The only unfortunate thing is it won't be here before Cinco de Mayo this weekend.
Oh, that's okay.
It will be coming next month, but after Cinco de Mayo.
To make it the hard way this weekend.
Yeah. Also coming soon, and this is one I've been looking for weeks, and now I know why I can't find it, because it's not in the store yet, the Reese's Lava Cake Mix.
Ooh.
See, I found the Hershey one, and I made that, and it was delicious.
The Reese's one.
And I knew the Reese's one was coming. I thought it was already there, but now it's going to be coming in the next month.
Okay.
So it's a cake mix from Betty Crocker, and it makes four little lava cakes. It has little tins and everything for you.
Little kids, if you can get that next month, you don't maybe have a lot of kitchen experience, Father's Day is in June. Make them for Dad.
Oh, there's really nothing to do. You mix it with either water, I don't remember what it was, and then you pour the cream.
Mixing it and pouring it, though, for a little kid is making it, though.
Yeah.
It is. I like it.
Get an adult to help you. Hey, new Fiber One donuts are available now.
What?
You know, when you're having a donut, nothing more you want than fiber, right?
Just depends on how many you want to eat.
100 calorie donuts. These are the folks that make the brownies and bars.
Right.
Fiber one.
Might as well make a donut.
Chocolate or strawberries and cream. Those are your two choices for the donuts.
Interesting.
Okay. And Arby's has got a couple new chicken wraps for $5. Honey mustard chicken, ranch chicken wrap, and a barbecue chicken wrap. Three new ones.
Goodness.
If you want to try that one out. Oh, by the way, Murphy, I don't know if they are cold or hot. I know.
Oh, he doesn't like a cold wrap.
And it's 2 for $5 right now.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
If you're a major movie platform or TV show platform or streamer, you are looking to the video game world because those are the things that get taken from that world and make the money. Bring the audience is already there, and it's new original content. It's not a reboot. So there's one on Amazon Prime Video now that is blowing it up. It's called Fallout.
The mission of the vaults should be important to everyone.
Based on the video game franchise, the series has 65 million viewers in the last 16 days.
I don't understand it. I tried watching it.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
In the first episode, I didn't even finish it because it's just, I don't get it. Maybe I have to
be in
that
world. It's that post-apocalyptic thing. Yeah. And there's so many, to me, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, we have to rebuild the world again. But I think you're right. If you already have skin in the game, if you're already playing the game, you want to see this come to life. It's been the most watched thing, new original programming on Amazon Prime since the Lord of the Rings. Reboot. So that if you're looking for something new to watch, apparently it's great, but that's why it's doing so well.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we're just trying to keep up with Peaky Blinders at the house, me and Murphy.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's May now. What moms really actually want for Mother's Day differs depending on where you are in motherhood. What moms really want for Mother's Day.
Peace and quiet.
Here's the news. It differs depending on where you are in motherhood. It just does.
Oh, yeah. That makes perfect sense to me.
It does.
What do you want?
I haven't thought about it. I want to see the girls.
Okay.
I want Taylor and Phoebe to come spend the day with me. Maybe the day before. You know, we'll go on a girls' shopping excursion. And then on Mother's Day, we could all go out to dinner.
You know,
Murphy could take us to dinner.
That would be fun.
That would be, and that's different than it was years ago.
It is.
When they were little.
The the thing for like, this is an important reminder, I think, for a new mom, or I should say the spouse of a new mom.
Totally.
Remember that the new mom is Mother's Day also, not just your birth mom or, you know, adopted mom or whatever. Right?
Yes. If she's a mom in your life, it doesn't mean you have to treat her like she's your mother. She's not.
Right.
If she's the mother to your kids or the kids that you guys share.
Right.
Yes. The reason it matters where she is in motherhood, and this is the no duh. If you're older, if you don't see your kids as much, life has moved on, the house is quiet, you want them. You want to be around family for that day.
Yeah.
Now, it's not all one size fits all ever. There are quirky moms who might want the 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot. Get it for her then. But if you, like they say, Gen X and millennial moms want a little time to themselves.
Yeah.
When you have little kids, it doesn't matter how great a dad is and how involved he is. There's something about mom. They call mom's name 100 times more than they do dads for some reason. You can't go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like you literally, I remember being in remember that little house we lived in, the first house we lived in? There was a space between the bathroom, bottom of the bathroom door and the floor. And I remember hands coming into there while I was in the bathroom going, Mom, and like tapping, Mom, I need to show you something. I need to ask you a question. I'm like, 5 minutes, baby. Yeah. 5 minutes. And they don't mean a thing by it. That's kids being kids.
And like you were saying, for Gen X and millennial moms, the request for taking a break, that's exactly what we used to do. We'd do it on Saturday so that you could still have Mother's Day with the kids.
Yes.
But Saturday, you would just go do you and be Jody.
I would be gone all day. Sam, your mom would really probably like to see you.
Probably just a visit, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to roll in.
I'll have to see if I'm busy that day.
Okay. Coming up next, 3 things to know today.
3 things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, last night, police moved in on Columbia University pro-Palestinian protesters. Around 9 p.m., 50 people were arrested and taken away by bus. They were charged with burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief, and trespassing. And Columbia says they've asked the New York Police Department to just keep their presence there on campus at least through May 17th because they have a lot of stuff to do to wrap up the semester.
Yeah.
Number two, iPhone users are having a problem waking up in the morning with the alarm. And so...
Really?
Are you having that problem, Sam?
No, I don't have that problem.
A lot of iPhone users and Apple's heard from hundreds, maybe thousands of people complaining that there's an issue with whatever their expected sound is, that it's not working. So iPhone says they're working on it to fix it. Huh. But look at the attention aware features setting and shut it off. That might help until they get an official fix.
I haven't had any problem.
Otherwise, you could sleep in and have a
blame it on your phone.
And number three, today is National College Decision Day across the country. If, you know, to find out, kids are finding out if they were accepted. Today's the deadline to confirm enrollment, and it's also the deadline to hand over the deposit.
Hey, the good part.
That one for the parents.
Yeah.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or hop online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Got an email here for you, Jody, from Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Jody, I have a question. What is the name of your bearded dragon? Our friends got one for their daughter. I was telling my husband about the dollhouse chair and her terrarium, and her name has slipped my mind. It's bugging me so bad now. Love you guys.
Oh, Casey. So the dollhouse chair is gone because she had accidents on it too often, and it was kind of stinky and needed to go. Hmm. So she has more natural stuff now.
Yeah, bearded dragon can soil a chair.
She really did. Her name is Nugget. Yeah. Our daughter Taylor named her. It's a strange name.
Is there a story behind Nugget?
She just liked the name. Hmm. And a kid gets to name a pet what a kid wants to name a pet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And our other one was named...
Ogie.
That's right. Ogie. I couldn't remember
moms
her name.
Moms don't forget.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We had asked, speaking of moms, you know, I had posted, summer is coming. And I remember when our girls were little at this time of the year, I was in full summer planning mode.
Summer camp.
It was a deal. Like we
I
were
remember
working.
When you used to piecemeal everything. It was like 2 weeks
These
here,
2 weeks
a week
will be
there.
Here.
It was
vacation.
Tough. Well, because there was no program that lasted completely from the last day of school to the next year's new first day.
And that
right.
was okay with me because I wanted them to have, you know,
a
variety
break.
In their summer. I wanted it to be a break, but not all break. I wanted it to be some experiences, but a break.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of want it. It's a real deal. So we asked on our Facebook and Instagram pages, what are your kids doing this summer? You know, because there will be a time, you can't believe it now, when you're not planning their summers anymore. But right now, if you're in it, you're in it. Abby says, day camp for 2 weeks because my child loves it, and then just finding fun activities and adventures to go on. Membership to a pool is a must as well. Mm. Look, if you can spend that time with them, too. We were working all summer.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. But sometimes they were here with us at work.
Oh, yeah.
They hated that, too. Yeah. They were like, we have to go to the studio. Mike says, we are taking a family trip for a wedding/family vacation. We are flying, and it's our kids' first time flying, which they are excited for.
Cool. Okay.
I remember my first time in an airplane, my uncle and aunt's private jet.
Whoa.
I've been able to experience flying in a private jet, a commercial plane, and a military transport plane.
Ooh.
So cool. I hope your kids enjoy it, Mike, because if they don't, you'll never get them on a plane again until they're older. Keep it coming. We like hearing from you.
Yeah, it's like a summer idea share.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50. And next, Sam has music news.
I'll let you know why Taylor Swift's favorite number may now be 14.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Taylor Swift, your favorite number is 13, but I'm going to tell you why it might be 14 now because
she has... Or 87.
87. Oh, yeah. He plays on the Chiefs. 14. She's now got 14 number one albums.
Wow.
Wow.
Of course, we're talking about the Tortured Poets Department, but that's not the only reason she might like the number 14 because this week... And, this has never been done before. She holds the top 14 positions on the Billboard chart.
Well,
seriously?
Yeah. Now, she beats the record, which was also set by Taylor Swift in 2022 when she had 10 songs from Midnights, including this one. It's me. She had the top 10 in 2022 when that came out. Now she's got the top 14.
Before this...
It's
like
weird,
even...
though, that it's the 14th album.
Yeah.
And it's the... 14 songs in the top 10 at the same
time.
Not in the top 10. I guess that would be impossible. That would be a record.
How did she do that?
Just making your head swim.
Yeah.
Look, I remember telling a friend of mine a year ago, she's the Elvis of our time.
Yeah,
she's the Michael Jackson of our time. But I don't even think that's it. I think it's even more than that.
Yeah.
She's so prolific.
Yeah. Not many people can fit 14 songs into the top 10.
In the 10.
Billie Eilish, the new album is coming out on May 17th. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. And we don't have any songs from it yet because they're all going to drop on the same day from Billie. But she announced that there's the Hit Me Hard and Soft tour has now been announced. It's going to kick off in September in Quebec. Tickets go on sale Friday. The end of this year, she will be back in the States.
I don't remember if she's toured before. Forgive me if I don't remember.
She has.
Okay.
I've seen her at festivals and stuff.
Okay, good.
So I know she's done that. And she's doing, with Ticketmaster, she's doing this Ticketmaster Face Value Exchange that lets you resell the tickets at their original price. Mm. She's trying to keep it out the hands of scalpers.
Okay.
Nice.
Kind of cool. Hey, Rolling Stones kicked off their new tour. First song out of the box, Start Me Up.
I mean, why not?
And then they played 18 songs for 2 hours.
And that's nonstop.
Three songs from the new album, Hackney Diamonds, some deep cuts, and a lot of you know, you play the hits, of course.
And he has not lost his voice some rock and rollers.
And he bounces around the stage.
Well, he's almost 80 years old.
Guess what the last song was they played? This one.
It makes sense. That should be the encore.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you, Sam. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Ryan Gosling is everywhere right now, and rightly so. Not just Ken, not just the Academy Awards. He has a new movie coming out. This is going to be a big one for summer. The Fall Guy.
Good director.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super professional.
This is Emily Blunt starring with him. Mm-hmm. Now, it's based on the old TV show, but it's got the new flair, and it's got him, which means it's got his sort of brand of comedy.
About one of the hottest people right now.
It looks really fun. Watch the trailer. The movie drops this week in theaters this weekend. So he's at the premiere of his own movie, and instead of showing up looking slick in Hollywood, he showed up on the carpet at the premiere as Beavis from the Beavis and Butthead sketch that they did
from SNL.
At SNL.
I've heard rumblings that I look like someone from TV, but it's just...
He made his appearance on that red carpet dressed like that, and he disappeared, and he came right back with Mikey Day, who did it with him.
Yeah.
And so, literally, because they're standing there just doing the smiling, nobody could... Just like in the sketch,
you could just laugh.
Everybody was dying laughing.
Yeah.
Here's other news. There's a live-action Scooby-Doo series in development at Netflix.
Really?
A live-action. They're saying it might even be more drama than comedy. And so something you would binge in a series. That's all we know.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Would you like AI at the fast food drive-thru?
Mm.
Get ready. It's coming. Here's a trick question. Do you want AI at the drive-thru when you order your fast food? Because it's already in place some places. Wendy's is trying out something called Fresh AI.
Okay.
They started out with just a few stores, and now apparently it's already spreading. You drive up, and I actually have all audio of this. A reporter drove up with his microphone out the window and recorded what the Wendy's AI sounds like. Listen.
Welcome to Wendy's. What would you like?
Hi. Can I get one... bacon double stack biggie bag?
What sauce for the biggie bag nuggets?
Can I get barbecue sauce?
Which drink for bacon double stack biggie bag?
A Coke, please.
Which drink for bacon double stack biggie bag?
A Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
see,
for some reason,
anything
I guess
else?
It doesn't hear
Coca-Cola.
Coke.
Also,
but here's what's cool. He's shooting a video of this whole thing. As he's talking, everything he's saying is on the bottom of the screen, on the bottom of the ordering screen.
So he can see AI is reading.
Verbatim what he is saying on the screen. And then after he says, I want the biggie, blah, blah, it pops on the screen. And what sauce would you like? It pops on the screen.
So it's like you're ordering it you're directly ordering it.
Yeah,
so
it eliminates any errors. Or if you see the error, you can say no.
It's still replacing a person. I don't love that.
The upside is it gets your order right, I guess, and it's quicker maybe, understandable, easier. But the downside is, somebody loses a job for that.
Or winds up multitasking other things maybe.
Yeah.
Or fixing the AI machine.
Did you also notice, though, did you also notice how he was speaking to it?
Yeah, slowly
Being
and
aware
clearly.
That it was AI, he changed the way he ordered. Because don't we normally go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, take into consideration any slang, any speed talkers, anything.
Hey, what's up?
Me, yeah. I talk too fast for Alexa right now, you know?
You do, Murphy. You talk too fast at the drive-thru.
Do I?
Yeah, I think so sometimes.
I didn't know that. You know, the thing about the AI part of it, and I'm sure they've got this part figured out too, but if it gets stuck and it can't understand, if you get frustrated enough, you'll drive off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so they need to figure out something where there's...
Sure. This is the world we're in, where we're dancing between where does it work best?
Mm-hmm.
I think note-taking, and things like that. But does it need to be in the place of a human here? I don't know.
For that, how many curves can you throw it that it just locks up?
Correct. You know?
But I'd like a little less cheese on... I'm sorry.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Dr. Marty Nature's Blend.
Number one, there's a proposal at the federal level to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 substance to a Schedule 3. So Schedule 1 would be drugs like heroin, LSD, and such. Schedule 3 are for lesser things like steroids and testosterone and even Tylenol with codeine. Mm-hmm. So to reclassify it, it would, reschedule it and...
DEA is proposing it, but it's got to go through
purposes,
all the processes.
Right. It's going to take a while, but they're saying then pharmaceutical companies could get involved with the sale and distribution of it in states where it's legal. It does not change recreational use. Number two, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is listening to fans and talking about moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Uh-huh. That way you'd get the Monday off after the Super Bowl. Everybody wants it.
Genius.
Now he has to work with, to make those changes, the NFL Players Association and get the owners on board.
Yeah, you have to push the season back a couple weeks.
You'd push the season back to me, or you'd have to add a game in the middle. Mm. Do you want to add a game? Mm. We'll see. Number three, Home Depot sold out quickly of Skelly, the 12-foot skeletons recently.
Mm. Yeah.
When they did their halfway to Halloween sale, they sold out of Skelly's dog and the 3-pack of 5-foot skeletons as well. He said, calm down, everybody. We're going to continue to sell them through the summer.
Make no bones about it.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Want to kick it back to yesterday's After the Show podcast in case you missed it. Murphy parted with a family treasure all about the little red Corvette.
Me and my brother and sister.
Right. You guys have sold now. So if you want to hear the whole story of who bought it and how hard it was to say goodbye to it. It was your dad's 66 Stingray, and it was red, and it was gorgeous. But and the mystery of it, though.
But it wasn't running.
No, it wasn't running. The mystery of it is your dad bought it in 1969. He loved it. He drove it for a while to work. He drove you to kindergarten in it once, which is my favorite story, that you remember being in that car going to kindergarten.
I do, and my sister's memory of riding in it was preschool. That's really
sweet.
Funny. Yeah. Right.
And then... he drove it, and then he went to crank it one day in 1980, and what happened?
It hadn't been running for a couple of years before he was trying to retool it, and he'd replaced the carburetor on that, and when he did, gas started spewing, and that was it.
It was a bad day at your house,
yeah,
right?
He wasn't happy. He never touched it again after
that. And that's
that.
The mystery, and one of the things that you, because it was his love, his car, his baby, and so... one of the things that you had touched on in the After the Show podcast is that you wish you had asked him, because he passed away like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys never had the conversation of why, Dane, why did you not ever want to get it running again?
Yeah.
And it's a mystery since you don't know, since you didn't have that conversation. But I wonder if it's that thing where something is such a big task that you can't feel like you can do one little thing and you're there. It seems, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe it seemed so big
to him.
The
mystery of why he didn't fix
it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
And he knew that it was going to take a lot of work and effort. And look, cars that old, there's everything is a mechanical moving part. It doesn't take much for something to fail and be out. It's a lot to manage. Anybody doing it today would have to keep it up. But, the reason we never asked him is I didn't want to make him feel bad.
Sure.
And right. I know that that sounds probably stupid, but
no,
you know,
it doesn't. It sounds sensitive and compassionate.
Yeah, we never did. We knew he loved the car, but we never asked the question.
And, it was his business.
When
anyway.
We were kids, as teenagers, we were asking, "Are you going to get it? When are you going to fix it, or whatever?" And so I think we had asked so many times, we realized it's just not something to talk about.
One of those
about.
Subjects that you sort of danced around.
Yeah.
Anyway, the full after the show podcast. Goodbye, Little Red Corvette. You can get it wherever you listen and download podcasts. Just look for, search Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and it is Keep the Wow Wednesday.
So coming up next, we're hearing from Holly and Nora with some wows.
Social Media Connect.
It's Keep the Wow Wednesday. What's Keep the Wow?
It's Jody's motto.
That's right. It's a motto. Keep the wow. Keep the times you've wowed yourself and let that be your self-talk. And boy, oh boy, did Nora bring it. I love Nora. She's been listening for a long time. She's always there when we go Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I feel like the first time she ever reached out to us, she was working at a hospital, and I think she was working cleaning. She was, you know, on that team. Mm-hmm. And she has worked her way up because someone in the hospital said, you're great with the patients. You should apply to be this. You should apply to be that. Remember that years ago? Nora sent this in for Keep the Wow. Are you ready? Buckle up. All in the same week, her wow is this. One, I was accepted into the nursing program at the college that I'm attending.
All right. Congrats.
Number two, I won an MVP of the quarter award at work.
Wow.
And three, a patient said to me, I thank God for you.
Oh, Nora. That's awesome, Nora. Those congratulations on all of those.
You've made all that happen for yourself. And I mean, I say that, I guess we all have help along the way.
Yeah.
But the whole point of Keep the Wow is negative self-talk just gets in your way. But we're naturally wired to look at what's wrong, you know? So you got to wire your brain naturally goes, okay, I did this. So you did this, Nora. Mm-hmm. You've done this for yourself. Congrats. And I love that you shared it. I will see you on Facebook Live soon, Nora. I love it. Also, Holly said regarding Keep the Wow, I'm going to order a Keep the Wow t-shirt. I hope you keep adding stuff to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody store. How about some coffee cups? We'll think about that.
We should do that.
Maybe so. Holly also said, this is from our Facebook page. She messaged us about recipes. She was on our website. Over the years, I have used some of your recipes. Mm-hmm. However, today I was looking on the website and I truly did not realize you guys have added so much. I love it. There is so much there. And remember what's there now today. Put it up there this morning. Cinco de Menu.
Oh, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo That's is this right. weekend. Our Cinco de Menu recipes are there. Some really good things.
Those fajitas for one.
Or fajitas for more than one. You can make them for more than one.
Yeah.
The regular margarita recipe that's homemade or the non-alcoholic margarita recipe. All of those there. Go get them. MurphySamAndJody.com.
Next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Comedians Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson are getting together and will be hosting an Olympic highlights series for Peacock. Hmm. 8 episodes starting July 26th, the day of the opening ceremonies.
Is this kind of like when Snoop Dogg was doing the...
I'm so glad you remembered it. Like when I first read this, I was like, this is familiar.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Hart joined Snoop during the 2021 Tokyo Olympics for Olympic highlights on Peacock as well. So this time, it's Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. 8 episodes. They're going to comment. They'll do interviews and in-studio competitions. I don't know what that means.
Snoop Dogg would be funnier.
Well...
But maybe he wanted a lot of money this time.
Maybe he was busy.
Oh,
maybe he's busy doing something else. Maybe he'll make an appearance. It's still great.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart and Kenan, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's going to be funny. And, you know, you kind of need that, right? Sometimes if you've been, you know, if you're involved watching it, you get tense. You need to laugh. All right. Also want to let you know there's a little bit of Top Gun 3 news. I was so excited when I heard that Jerry Bruckheimer had pitched an idea to Tom Cruise for a Top Gun 3, along with Miles Teller, like, bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom says, yeah, I like it. However, hey, I'm super busy. He's probably the most in-demand actor with all these things lined
up. Mission Impossible 9, 10, and 11.
So it's all, you know, rest on his shoulders. But Jennifer Connelly, who played his love interest, Penny Benjamin, they asked her. She said, I'll be there. I'm ready. Always looking ahead to Grateful Friday, so get yours in early, 877-310-4MSJ.
So earlier when Sam was talking about Wendy's experimenting with the AI at the drive-thru, and you know the whole experience is supposed to be just that automated AI stuff, It made me think about something that I've seen lately, and I don't know if either of you feel the same way. Are you using the experimental AI stuff like on Google search, where you have the regular Google search and then it gives you the AI summary?
Sam, you go
first. I've been using the, it popped up on my phone. Last time I used Google on my phone, it said you're using the AI.
Huh.
For you, Jody?
What do you think? What do you think?
Let's figure it out.
Not
anyway.
Intentionally. If I'm using AI yet, I don't know it.
Well, this is something, even if you don't. So if you're shopping on Amazon, Amazon's using AI for summaries. This is where I'm going with it.
Sure.
It's really weird now that AI is being used on so many different things. I can tell, even without it saying it's an AI-generated summary,
right.
that it's an AI-generated summary.
Okay, I have seen
it. It has a
things.
Certain, you know, it's always according to some people. It winds up being, you know, not
generic?
Vague, but very generic at the beginning.
Right.
Yes.
And the one thing that I've also noticed that you really need to be careful of if you're using the experimental is it will tell you what articles or what websites it's sourcing for the information.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that those are actual websites that you want in the feedback.
Ah.
You know, so that you it's whether you consider it legit or not, or biased or whatever, you know?
Here's my question for you, Murphy, since you're the first one, you're the most likely of us. Well, you are too, Sam, I guess.
Thanks for throwing me a bone.
You guys are both very likely to adopt new things quickly. And I'm not. I take my time. And that's fine with me. Where are you using it most, AI, Murphy?
Where am I using it most?
In your life.
I mean,
at
AI,
our house.
I mean, considering it, some of the original AI really is like, you know, smart plugs and that sort of thing. That's AI, technically.
Technically, yeah.
The interactive AI is different. And I'm probably only using it on Google search, really, or some of the Microsoft stuff, you know?
If I'm using it anywhere, I don't know.
I was thinking that you would start, my assumption, Murphy, is that you would start using it in meetings, taking notes and things like that, so that you always have, you know, information to go back to that you don't have to rely on yourself for.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That is a really good idea.
And you got that meeting today.
Well, maybe I should try it.